Joining us now is a teacher and a coach at Rock Island High School, and a man with a unique perspective on a legend we lost over the weekend in Bob Reed. And Lance Riccio joins us now. Lance, thank you for being here.
Oh, no problem.
Tell people Thanks about how you came to know Coach Reed.
Well, it's through my father. My dad was his defensive coordinator and was at Augustana for 8 years. In that time, I was growing up. I was in high, middle school and high school, so those are pretty formative years. So I got to be around him and his family, and really was felt a part of what was going on at Augustana at that time with the success and all of the things that that were happening. So I got to, I didn't play for him, but I got to see him on a different level, in a family aspect of things.
And what a moment to be in that time when he was at Augustana.
It was, it was a great time growing up, and everybody, a lot of football coaches know the name of Augustana, and his tentacles go far, just not just in Illinois, but it's all over. I coached, I spent the last 12 years coaching in Florida and Georgia before just moving back this year, and it's amazing the number of people, coaches, and that have never been to Illinois but know who he is and have his book, and it's just amazing the people that he's touched from a coaching standpoint, but more importantly, a family standpoint. And we all felt like a family, back then, and he made that happen.
What did your dad have to say about the coach?
I think that he was on the other night on one of the TV stations here, and he said, a lot of the same things, just that it was more than just the X's and O's. It was how he treated people and how he treated his coaches and how he treated his coaches' families. I was able to travel with the team when I was younger. I was a ball boy on the sidelines when I was younger. I was able to be around, and that's really what led me, into being a coach. Obviously that, what you see from not only my dad, but, Coach Reed and Tom Schmalbach, who I'm really fortunate to coach with right now at Rocky. You see those guys and you see the way they did things, and a lot of what my dad did when he became a head coach at Frostburg State in Maryland, was tied to, what they did at Augustana and what Coach Reed did.
Yeah, the influence that Coach Reed had, just the way he could do, the impression that he left on people was just incredible.
It was, and I think for a lot of us, myself and you look at just the kids of coaches who have coached with him, the second generation of kids who are now coaching. You've got myself, Jeff Schmalbach coaches with us one of our offensive line coaches at Rocky. You got Larry Johnson over at Geneseo, whose dad coached with, Coach Reed for a very long time. Barry Reed, Mark Reed, all of us are in the coaching profession. I think a lot of it is because of what we saw, from our parents, from our fathers. And then, of course, that kind of goes back to Coach Reed. A lot of the things that happened to our family, as far as I had made a comment the other day to couple of his children, when I sent them text messages for condolences, that, the trajectory of our family changed. When my dad came to Augustana from the suburbs in 79, to when we left in 87 for a head coaching job, in Maryland, it was right before my senior year in high school, all of that happened because of his influence. And so, like I say, it goes way beyond just, the football aspect of things.
In observing Coach Reed as a child on the sidelines there at Augustana, was there a significant difference between the man you saw on the sidelines and the man you saw off the field?
Not really. I mean, and he was the same person. I think obviously, you're a little more intense isn't really the word, but focused in, when game time and being on the sideline, but he had that demeanor about him where, he didn't yell, he didn't get excited, you never wanted to disappoint him. And that's what all of his players have said. Everybody that's played for him back in Geneseo has said that. Coach Boblett, was on the other night and said that, and he has as deep a relationship with him as anybody. You know, I can remember actually one time I was 12 years old, and he got mad at me. I'll never forget it. There was a Mark Reed and I were ball boys, and I had this back when we still used a tee, and I can still remember this day. One of my dad's wrestlers was a wrestling coach there, and was yelling at me from the track, and I had turned around for a second and was talking to him, and all of a sudden Mark is grabbing my shirt, and I look out, and Craig Allison has his arms up, said, "I don't have a tee." And they had to take a timeout. And so I run the tee out. I don't go back to the bench area because we were outside the coach's box. And the minute I walked out, he didn't yell at me, but it made me feel very, very smaller than I was. But in a way that it taught me that, you know, if you're going to be here and help, you know, you have to do this right. And you can't, you know, but never kicked me off the sideline, didn't ever. It was a teaching moment. And even then, to a 12-year-old kid, it was like, okay, you know, that made a big impression on me, you know, as a 12-year-old kid, that, you know, you can make a mistake and you don't have to, you can learn from it. And I never wanted to disappoint him after that. So after that point, you know, I always paid attention when I was on the sideline.
When you're seeing or you're witnessing firsthand all of that incredible success, what was that like?
I almost think you don't know any better when you're that young. Like, this is the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, it's and like I said, you know, a lot of that has gone down to the next generation of you see how you do things right. And I think it really hit me is when we went to Frostburg, my dad took the head coaching job at Frostburg State in Maryland. They had very few, I don't want to say two or three winning seasons. The culture wasn't very good. And this is before. This is 1987, so, you know, the term culture wasn't big. Now it's big in every, you know, sport. You want to, you know, you're trying to get your culture right and everything else. You know, I can remember Dad coming home after that first day going, "What did I get myself into?" You know, you know, just once you see the other side of things, you realize, you know, that everybody doesn't do it this way. And you know, everybody doesn't do it the right way. And I can remember, you know, the first road trip I went with my dad, and I was a senior in high school when we moved, and we go on the road trip to Glassboro, now Rowan, but Glassboro State, New Jersey, and Dad looks at me and says, "I think I need a bed check." And they'd never had to do a bed check at Augie because those guys knew what they were supposed to do. They knew the task at hand, you know, and you trusted the guys in the room. So we're doing bed check, and the kicker, his walk in, we open the door, and the kicker has his feet up on the chair, or feet up on the table, fully dressed, like he's ready to go out. You know, and it hits you. Like I said, you know, you don't know any better when you're in it and you're young.
Yeah.
But as you see it later on, it's like, okay, these are the right way to do. This is the right way to do things, and this is how you're supposed to treat people, and this is how you're supposed to run a program. You know, so once you get out of that bubble, I would say, as a youngster, you know, a younger person, then that's when you learn really about, you know, the things he did and the way that he ran the program.
As a coach now, have you had the opportunity to incorporate anything you learned from Coach Reed?
I think more, yes. I mean, I think a lot of it is just trying to treat the kids as your family. And I think I've always learned that from my dad, too. That's by an extension, I think. Of Coach Reed, because he learned so much from him in the 8 years that he was here. And you want to make these kids a part of your family and understand that, you know, there's life away from football. And I think that was what he was really big at, that, you know, spending time with family. You know, they didn't have Sunday meetings. They didn't have, you know, those, you know, extra film sessions. And they were on the practice field. And, you know, I've been in programs, you know, where we worked, you know, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and you know, the family time was limited, and, you know, the thought process is always, you know, that's what you have to do to be successful. And my response has always been, it doesn't have to be that way. And I think that's what I've learned, that you can work smart, work hard, work smart, and still have time for family, still have time to devote to your children and things like that. So, you know, I think that's the biggest aspect that I took with me. And like I said, a lot of it too is from my dad. And he had an influence when I came back to the Quad Cities. We had moved to Maryland. started my coaching experience out there, came back. I was at Rock Ridge for a few years. Like I said, Tom Schmalbach was a mentor to me and a good friend. And, you know, my dad was coaching up in New York at the time. And I had aspirations and thoughts about getting into college coaching. And, you know, a situation arose where, you know, I remember Coach Schmalbach, actually I was telling him the story today, this morning at, you know, at workouts, you know, for us, that, you know, I can remember him calling me in and sitting me down, and I'm 24, 25 years old, never played for him. But again, it's that family aspect of things, and kind of explaining, laying out the options I had in front of me and what he thought was best.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm not going to tell him no, you know, so, and again, that changed my trajectory. You know, I stayed here, ended up actually, you know, that next year, ended up going to Sherrard as defensive coordinator, met my wife that year. Had I left, or had the other things worked out, then maybe I'm not in the situation that I'm in. And I've been very blessed to be, you know, both in small school football here and large school football here in Illinois, and then, you know, been able to coach in hotbeds like Georgia and Florida, which has been extremely exciting for me. You know, I think it's just that aspect of the mentorship and just trying to be a mentor. So.
You ever get a chance to read Coach Reed's book?
Oh, yeah, I've got it. I've read it numerous times. I've got a signed copy.
Oh, so, nice.
Which is awesome, you know, and that's in my bookshelf. And so, yeah, I definitely have a signed copy of that, so I'll cherish that.
That is terrific. Well, Lance, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much.